Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. I hope you're having a great start to your day. My name is Dean Fulks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. However, this past Sunday, I had the opportunity to be at our Delaware campus and teach up there. Super grateful for what God is doing up there among the people of Delaware. And in this Advent series, and by the way, as we're talking about Advent, I'll just remind you that we are doing two services at our for Christmas Eve at all four of our campuses, 5 o'clock and 6:15. And man, as we consider this whole idea of the Messiah coming, not just the first time, but also coming again, it's a great opportunity to invite friends and family and bring them to one of the two Christmas Eve services at one of our four campuses. So 8 Christmas Eve services total. It's a great opportunity. Folks will be open towards coming. Maybe there wouldn't be another time of year. So we pray you'll take the opportunity to do that. Just one idea that we considered as we talked about the prophet Zechariah as he prepared the people for the coming of the Messiah. You know, we've walked our way through the covenants from Genesis, the covenant with Adam and Eve, all the way through the covenant with Noah, then through the covenant with Abraham, and then last week through the covenant with David. And now we begin to talk about how the prophets begin to prepare people for the coming of Jesus. And one of the things that Zechariah did uniquely is that he gave us an Old Testament picture of the gospel. And we talked about how that should do two things in our lives. That first of all, the gospel should make us humble. Zechariah preached a message to the people so that they understood they couldn't be too proud to admit their need. He was clear with them about the fact that they couldn't become clean, that they were incapable of fixing themselves, that this outside-in approach to spirituality that they had taken by living just from a moral perspective and declaring themselves right, it was not going to work. The gospel is this reality that we are all undeniably flawed. And while some of our flaws may have greater consequences than others, and certainly some of our flaws may have more legal consequences than others, from God's perspective, that doesn't necessarily make them better or worse. We're all flawed, which means we all need a Savior, which brings me to the second idea. Not only should the gospel make us humble, but the gospel should also make us hopeful. In other words, in our infinite insufficiency, we see Christ's infinite sufficiency. So in other words, we shouldn't despair because the gospel humbles us. The fact that we look at our sin and our flaws and the fact that we can't fix ourselves, we can't be moral enough or good enough to approach God, that shouldn't lead us to a point of despair. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. It should point us towards this Messiah who came for us, which really for us in this time of year means that we really need to be careful not to get caught so much in the busyness of the season, but rather the intent of the season is that Jesus had to come. It wasn't a nice idea. It wasn't just nostalgic. It wasn't about cookies and milk that Jesus came, but he had to come to save us from our sins. And so whenever someone, says something to you that makes you really strongly sense your insufficiency, which will probably happen when you visit your family, right, for the Christmas holidays, someone will say something and maybe you'll express something like, well, you know, I really don't know. Maybe you don't say it out loud, but you say it to yourself. I really don't know how God could love someone like me with my flaws or my insufficiencies. That's not just low self-esteem. That's really an expression of a low opinion of God's love for you. In other words, God's love for you is so significant that the first Christmas he sent his son to come to die for you because he loved you so much. And not just that, but he will send his son back. The snake crusher will come back and ultimately he will end Satan's work and his reign in this world currently and establish a forever kingdom the way that things ought to be. So as you begin your day today, I want you to begin by living in both humility and hope. So let's pray to that end right now. And God, thank you that Christmas is so much more, that Advent is so much more than what we typically think or make it. And the things, God, that I know my own heart gets consumed by, gifts and family plans and meals and transportation and all those things. God, we're grateful for those things because family is an expression of you and meals are an expression of your providence and gifts are an expression of the good things that you give to us. Ultimately, God, we find that the fact that your son, wrapped in humility, came to earth gives us everything that we need to live our lives in humility and hope. And I pray today, God, that no matter what the folks who are listening in right now are facing, that they'll have a strong sense of both of those things, that they cannot fix themselves, but at the same time, God, they can always look to you for help and hope. Take just a minute right now, and whatever it is that you're going through today, whatever it is you're looking forward to today, just invite God's presence in from the perspective of humility and hope. Well, God bless you guys. Have a great day. Hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.